Hello, this is Mark Manson, and this is a commentary on the article, If Self-Discipline Feels Difficult, Then You're Doing It Wrong. This was published February 8th, 2019, and it's got some pretty cool things in here. People resonated a lot with this one, which I'm very glad to see. I was very conscious of trying to reframe how people think about self-discipline. But to explain this article, I need to back up about a year because this article is over a year in the making. This is going to sound strange, but my new book, Everything is Fucked, a book about hope, actually began as a response to a reader question. And the reader question, I have to say, it's one of the best reader questions I've ever received. And the question was simply this: why don't I do it? I know I should stop eating crap. I know I should get up and exercise. I know I should be honest to my friends and family, but I don't. Why? And that simple philosophical question of why don't I do the things that I know I should, kind of set me on. I started writing a response to it, and that response became like a couple thousand words. So I'm like, oh, cool, this can be a post. And then the post became like probably 20, 25 pages. And then I realized, oh, shit, this might be a book, or at least a chapter in a book or a huge part of a book. And so that response ended up becoming chapters 2, 3, 4, and part of 5. And Everything is Fucked, a book about hope. And what I really... in doing research for that response and in writing about it and collecting my thoughts, you know, I had written about self-discipline previously back in 2012, but my writing about it in 2012 was pretty much your conventional interpretation of popular psychology. Willpower is limited. You know, habits are important. Alter your environment to improve the chances of your success, blah, blah, blah. And while none of that was wrong, it was pretty surface level. And what I discovered as I was writing this section of the book was that there's this kind of whole, that basically self-discipline is secretly an emotional problem. And I don't think people realize that or accept that. Because if it was just a problem of information, then nobody would be obese and everybody would be fit and we would all make good decisions. So fundamentally, it's an emotional problem. So how do we deal with self-discipline as an emotional problem? And that is really what the goal of this article was. Because what I found in my own life and in researching, you know, what other people say is about self-discipline is that when you get the emotional stuff straightened out, it doesn't really feel like discipline. It just feels like living well. It feels like doing what's good. So the goal of this article was to reorient or reframe people's perception of that. And this actually, about the first half of this article, is an excerpt from an early draft of the book. That chapter of the book ended up, you know, when I started it, I figured the whole book was going to be about that question, why don't I do it? Once I got about 50, 60 pages in, I realized, you know what, I think this is broader. I'm going to combine it with some other ideas that I had. And so I had some extra self-discipline stuff left over. And at the time, this was early February. So I was in the midst of edits and cuts of the book. I was in crunch mode, basically, for the book. And the funny thing about writing books, and I know I did this with Subtle Art a few times. If you listen to these commentaries, you'll remember that I did this a few times. So what always happens when you write a book, you write 300 or 400 pages knowing the book is going to end up being like 200, 250. Like you write a massive book knowing that about a quarter of it is going to get chopped. And that quarter that gets chopped, there's usually some gems in there. Like there's usually some really good content that's not, it just didn't fit, or it was redundant, or, you know, whatever. And so this was one of those. So what I found as a side effect of writing my books is that I always end up with 2 or 3 really, really good blog posts. based on what gets cut. And so this is one of the things I got cut. This story about the Uberman sleep schedule, it's a true story, by the way. I don't recommend it. That was true. And then this stuff, people who have read the book will recognize the discussion of the classical assumption or classical approach. And then also self-discipline through self-acceptance. So it's, I'd say about 50% of this came from an early book draft, and then the other 50%, it just got dressed up nicely. In terms of reader response, I generally, people were very positive about this. This was one of those articles, because I was challenging, anytime you challenge preconceived notions about a popular subject or something that, you know, everybody seems pretty familiar with, you run the risk of kind of making an ass out of yourself. And I've definitely made an ass out of myself a couple times over the years. So it's, anytime you take such a bold approach, you run that risk. And there's definitely anxiety that comes along with it. There was double anxiety in this case, because I knew if people didn't like this article, then shit, like a third of my book is not going to go down well. But it turned out people love this article. And I would even say that it was this part of the book, you know, the feeling brain, the thinking brain, aligning the brains to create discipline. That was probably people's favorite part of the book, or at least the most unanimously enjoyed parts of the book. The other parts of Everything is Fucked were a little bit more controversial and philosophical and difficult to deal with. So this ended up being the fan favorite. So I'm pleased with all that. And I think the article is pretty badass. It's one of the better written ones for sure. So enjoy.